Sandspans Radio, I'm heading west. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Derek.
Today's business, Ryder.
Well, earlier today, I was in the supermarket, in like the big one, the mall, and I noticed all the dads sitting in those armchairs in the middle of the plaza. And I thought, wouldn't it be good if instead of them having to just sit there by themselves, there was somewhere for them to go?
This is a niche market. I can tell you the amount of bored dads.
Yeah, are sitting and they're there, always sitting there arms together, folded, not talking.
Nah.
You don't talk to another
there's
dad.
There's no just camaraderie at those little places that they
make.
Well,
there's a knowing glance. You're bored and left here.
I wish I wasn't at the supermarket. Yeah.
But you can't stay home because you're forced to go.
No, you're not getting out of going out shopping for sure. Yeah. So what do you propose? Because I immediately imagine, like, you know those, what do you call them? At the airport, if you're like a high enough level or like the right passenger, they give
like
you like
a sky lounge.
Yeah, like a sky lounge for the bored dad.
But what was he going to say? What was your thing?
Just a dad lounge.
Would you call it a dad lounge?
Yeah.
I think you need to not go as high level as the sort of sky lounge. It needs to be a bit.
No, it'd just be like a little, you know, an area. It's got a
pool table,
a bar, a toilet, a few places to sit, and, you know, TV going.
So you think just the addition of a television would be enough to make them not bored sitting there waiting?
Yeah, well, you know, they'd chat and make friends.
Would they chat? You don't see them chatting normally.
But if they're at somewhere, they might.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
They need games to play.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
They need competition.
Like, here's checkers. You know what I mean? Because it's often old people.
Yeah.
So if you give them a game of checkers, they're happy. That's what the elderly like. I feel
that's
like
a good idea.
I feel like there's a lot of potential here, but I feel like you've got a lot of like roadblocks in the
like
way.
What? Yeah.
Like, how does it benefit the supermarket? Say I've designed Jackson's Super Mall.
Yeah.
And you've come to me and you're like, what about the dads, Jackson? Where are you putting the dads?
Well, I'd assume
like, I've got
it
two wicker chairs.
There's be a bar and stuff.
No one's
it's like a pub.
Well, why not like just have a pub?
Oh, no one's done that before. And this is a way to do it and call
but,
it something
you know,
better.
They're not, you know, they're supposed to be going out shopping. And the wife is going to come back and say, what do you think of this? I bought that, you know.
It's like, you know, when you go to places like that, there's somewhere to drop your kids.
Yeah, that's
the same thing. Somewhere to drop your husband.
Why not chuck off the kid, put the kid room there as well? Then dad can look after the kid. You know,
could do that,
but then the dad, it's not really what he wants to do. The dad just wants to do nothing and sit there, but not waste his time. Like in the mall, sitting there on the couch, you know, he doesn't want to be there either. So I think a TV, they are a hard market to crack because they're not
the dad market.
The dad market, they're not likely to talk to anyone. They don't really want to do anything.
I think a problem with having as a bar is that like
they'll get
say
drunk.
I've gone out shopping with my husband,
yeah,
and I'm like, you clearly don't want to come shopping. Whatever, this is just for me. You can go to the dad lounge, and then I come back 2 hours later, and he's fucking plastered. I'm gonna be like, darling,
you want to go shopping every day?
Maybe there's no bar. Maybe it's just like a like, you know those, like, smoking areas you see on, like, trains? How there's, like, a whole bunch of leather couches, a table and a TV?
I think it's almost nice as, and I'm sure it would fill up with dads, but just even as a nice distraction while you're shopping, you know. Because while you're shopping, you know, you're buying clothes and then what have you got, the food court? You know, who cares? It's cold and you're eating shitty food. But if there was, like, a nice smoking lounge to go into.
But I reckon it should be, like, the shops, like the food shops and cafes and stuff, should have little complimentary sort of a little biscuit or
so you flash them your dad lounge membership club and they're like, here's a free cookie.
And then you can help yourself to the sort of tray, you know, a few little boys or something.
What?
What?
You know, those little sausages with a bit of
like a Frankie.
Yes, a little Frankie.
A little Frankie.
I feel like I'll just stay in the wicker chairs and all I'm getting offered is a Frankfurt.
That dad would be on a high. A couple of little Frankies.
Would you, if you've got the option of sitting there in the wicker chair, just wait? Like, what else are you? What distractions are you providing these dads?
A TV.
Yeah.
Tea and coffee.
Yes, tea and coffee, and a little couple of little complimentary
and a toilet trip. Right there.
Toilet right there is good.
Yeah,
because toilet,
yeah.
Finding a toilet in a supermarket's always a hassle.
Yeah.
How do you ensure that it's only dads? Because if you I'm don't. There, so just all are allowed.
Yeah.
Because I guess obviously.
It's just a spot for the in the supermarket.
While someone else is going shopping,
this person who doesn't want to go shopping is like, I'm hopping in dad lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with a situation where your dad lounge sort of takes off?
That's, yeah. I was
and becomes
that's
more that's popular than the actual shops. So people.
But then I franchise it and get rich.
And has a dad lounge.
Because I guess if, like, imagine if it's a bar as
you
well.
You don't even have
like,
to be shopping. You
tonight
can get it.
At 6, because it closes at 7.
Yeah.
Late night shopping. Let's all go to the dad lounge. That's the first stop on our pub crawl. Yeah, I think it'd take off, especially if you provide tea and cookies.
Yeah.
You've got to, I think the person in dad lounge has to provide proof that their partner is somewhere else
shopping.
Ah, yeah.
Otherwise it's going to fill up with all the jokers off the street who want a free little Frankie.
So you need to, you know, at IKEA, they have the ball pit. So it needs to work like that.
So
you
someone,
as a husband
you have to be
or wife,
dropped.
Take your husband or wife to the lounge and you're like, look, they can't be arsed shopping with me. Chuck them in.
And do you get a ticket?
Yes.
Number 23?
You come back and you're like, Gerald, number 26.
We'll pick up number 23.
Yeah, I think that's how you'd have to do it. There's yourself be full of so many dads.
Yeah.
Can't pick out your dad amongst them. Every dad gets a number
pick
and
up the wrong dad.
But I don't think people would go there.
Well, if it's nice.
If they're not shopping.
I guess.
I'm not going to wake up and be like, I don't need to do any shopping today, but there's that little room with tea and coffee and a TV I might go to.
Yeah.
But say you've been out shopping, you've been buying like jeans or whatever.
Yeah.
And then maybe you've nipped into JB and you're like, you know what? I've got a couple hours. Or man, that's a bit
Why would you have any time to spare when you're shopping?
I guess maybe you wouldn't. Well, I feel like it's a nice distraction. That's all
But
I'm
if
thinking.
You're going with your partner, like there's a couple.
Mm.
One loves shopping, the other one hates it, but has to do it for the other one because that's the thing. And so there, you have got a market there. You often see these dads sitting there on the in the middle of the shopping centre, tapping their foot, looking at the ceiling. Sometimes
they don't want to be there.
Sometimes asleep, you know.
Sometimes hogging the massage chair.
Yeah, that's
right. Did you ever see that?
And they're not even using it.
How rude.
Yeah,
it's rude. What else am I going to do? Right is right. These poor dads, they're at their wits' end. They don't know what to do with their lives.
And they try. Like, you see the shopping.
How many hours are they wasting there? Well, they could be reading them.
If you add up the time that they've spent in the... And you see the supermarkets try and, like, sex them up with, like, there's big wicker chairs with comfy cushions and sometimes a fella playing the piano, but nobody wants to be there.
But what does a male in his sort of 40s to 40s
to 60s,
what's the chief thing that he likes to do? This is what you have to hit on. What does he want to do?
Well-mown lawns. Videos of well-mown lawns.
Yeah, he wants to watch the sport.
So basically,
playing.
He wants to do nothing and watch sport or watch something else, like events.
Yeah.
So you need TVs with past grand finals or great sporting incidents.
Could you have several TVs? Because not all dads are alike. Some dads aren't going to want to sit down and watch, you know, the... We can't make a generalization that all dads that don't want to shop want to watch football.
But you'd have fishing on.
Yeah, fishing. Oh,
fishing.
No, even... All dads, 201, love a fish.
Love a fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have fishing on. You can have fishing on. I feel like there are other avenues you could explore. Like nice music, you know?
Yeah.
What's a dad's favorite music?
Well, it varies. I don't know. You can't just ask me that. A dad's favorite music is... For me, old timey band.
I suppose that's not a general statement for all dads.
I think the dads are going to be back to their chair outside of Suzanne's.
The other dads are not going to stand for that.
But another thing this does is those chairs, I don't think they're meant for dads.
I think they're meant for
people that just want a quick rest from shopping.
Right.
But they're always taken up by a dad. Like sometimes, you know, you're waiting for a friend just outside Coles or something in the mall, and you want to sit down while you wait for him. Mm. You go to those chairs full of dads.
Yeah, you're right. They are.
There's nowhere to actually sit unless you go and sit in the food court.
And plus, you don't want to sit with the dad.
No, because they'll probably talk to you. Yeah,
so exactly. What about this? You know, this is a serious thing,
yep.
Right? You could have a big chair, which is like a massage chair. The dad's got to put some money in for the massage. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also got headphones with podcasts or music.
I just don't think a massage only lasts about like 3 minutes.
Oh, no, well, I guess we got to ask ourselves, on average, how long does a dad spend alone on those little dad chairs?
Well, I'd say the dad rooms are meant for like an hour.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's an hour, you have a cuppa, you have a biscuit, and you sit there.
Yes.
And you either just enjoy the nice quiet room listening to music, or you watch some fishing or some sport.
You got to have a varied range of events.
I don't think so. I think they'll watch
generally all dads will enjoy fishing.
I'm sure they'll enjoy that more than just sitting in the...
Yeah, I guess that's the thing, and it's what on offer. And if you have an option of like, hey, here's... you know, different shows you could watch, then the dads might interact to choose.
Yeah.
And that'd be all right.
Yeah.
In fact, you know the idea of a men's
shed. Would you have,
shed?
Like, in your ads, like, testimonials of dads who've been there?
Best dad-tailored experience of my life. Because I think the dad, just your basic unit of dad, is an untapped market.
It is.
Mm.
What is sold to dads? Yeah, nothing is sold to dads.
Tools. Well, for hardware.
Yeah, but that's it.
But then that, you know, that's assuming that dads are fixing up and handyman and can do all that sort of stuff, you know.
I think that's, other than that, there's like nothing that dads get.
Yeah, like boys' toys and sports cars and golf, the sporting stuff.
But those aren't universal dad things. But it is very rare to not see a dad sitting at that one of those chairs
all the time.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just facts.
But would they go? Would they leave that chair and go somewhere else? They're a hard nut.
Dads are hard to move, right?
If they knew it was there, I think they would.
But it can't be far away.
No.
No, it has to be
at the front. You have to, at the front, have people there to be like, hi, do you have a dad that doesn't want to shop?
It'd be a husband.
Yeah. I like the idea of
could be your dad if you're going there and your dad's like, if you're like, dad, I got to go shopping. And he's like, I don't want to buy your jeans. Wanna,
yeah, but I suppose
bucks.
I should spend some time with my son, whatever.
You go buy your jeans. I'm going to sit at the dad lounge.
What you need is a little taxi going around the supermarket picking up the dads.
Right. That's clever. All aboard the dad express. Mm.
Just go a bit faster than the little kid train. So the dads can stick their tongues out of the kid and give them the bird as they go past.
I feel like if the dads are abusing the kids, then we've got to shut down the dad lounge.
And they go straight to the dad lounge. And this is going around the shopping centre all the time. So they can just catch it back. They know how long you're going to be in, in the dress shop. Yep. Oh, yeah, I think I'll be 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Right.
Shuff them off.
Off on the dad train to the dad lounge. A couple of fishing shows.
Yeah. And you're back out. What a great time. Your dad will always want to go. Your husband will always want to go shopping from now on.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Perfect. It's quite a good business. I don't think we got it quite right.
I feel like there are.
Why? What do you think's wrong with it?
I don't know. Like, I think you need a bit of refinement.
Like what?
Somehow.
I think call it dad lounge. Because even though it's rare, you will get mums. It's rare, but you will get mums. Like, on average, I'm sure there are more dads sitting in those wicker chairs than mums.
I just call it the partner lounge or something.
Yes.
Partner goes for everyone and no one can get annoyed.
Partner lounge. And so what activities would you have for women? Mm. Are they going to watch the fishing show?
I mean, they might enjoy it, but, you know, you're going to tailor it in any other way. Well, I think that's why you need to have just, like, channels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
everybody's got different tastes.
Yes. But Foxtel.
Foxtel.
Tack some signy on. Everyone would be...
Everybody regardless Seinfeld. Of gender, age, nationality. Everybody loves Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld is a saint.
Well, he would relieve the boredom, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I think
I have sat on those chairs. You two haven't had the experience I've had.
Mm.
And I've sat there next to another guy, look at each other, nod, Yeah. Fold our arms.
Bit of dad and, solidarity. And, would
have you, and then, you know, we'll have a little bit of a sleep. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, sooner or later, our wives will come back, nod at each other. Yeah. The goodbye nod without a word going between us, and off we go back home.
And instead of doing that, would have you preferred to sit in a quiet room and watch Sony with a couple?
No, you know, in some ways, I don't want to be bothered with anyone else.
Mm. But you don't have to.
I don't
to.
Want any hassle.
It's the same thing. It's just in a quiet spot and there's something to watch.
Yeah. Well, I would rather you brought the stuff just...
Well, what if a train had come up? You're sitting there with the other dad. You're giving each other the dad solidarity nods and then choo-choo, all aboard.
I don't know about the train.
For the partner lounge.
We want the solidarity without having to get too close.
Well, what if you have...
We certainly don't want to be stuck with a guy who's... You know, it's been like stuck in the aeroplane, sitting next to some guy, and you go, oh, no. How many hours?
Well, maybe instead of a separate spot, it's like, you know, those stalls that are in the middle of the mall?
Open spot. Yeah.
So you've got like a place like that, but it's sealed off. It's exclusive.
Yeah. You've got to make it sound a bit exclusive, but not like expensive. Because again, dads are frugal. That's dads. Dads are frugal. Dads don't like hassle.
Iron grip on their wallet.
Exactly. So if you're like exclusive free club.
I don't even think, now that I think about it, I don't think I'll charge the dads. I think I'll market this to a mall.
Yes.
Because the mall thinks, wow, what a good thing to have in our mall.
Yeah, okay.
This will make it easier for people.
It's going to encourage more shopping overall.
And most malls have like a TV going somewhere. So.
Yes. Well, what I was thinking is instead of a TV, you could just have books. If our market is the 40 to 60 range, you know what I mean? Like,
Because once you pick a book up, you'll be like, fuck, I want to finish this book.
Mm, that's true.
What you have is the books that are in the bookstore. You see the ones that are locally there.
That's a sneaky advertising thing. I don't like that.
Ryder wants it to be honest.
Yeah. You want to be
honest. For dads, by dads. That's what we're looking for here.
We will not rip you off.
Yeah. Again, like we said, dads are frugal, so you don't want to be charging them anything.
Yes.
Is it a complimentary cup of tea then?
Yes. Okay. Tea's cheap.
Yes, tea's cheap.
Instant coffee.
It's all dad wants.
You said tea's cheap the same way somebody might be like, life is cheap. Tea is cheap.
Dad that just wants a cup of tea to be left alone in comfort and to be able to sleep if he wants to sleep without being embarrassed that everyone goes, exactly, look at that guy. He's sleeping.
So if you have it as like a little exclusive room and you don't have like the chairs, because the chairs in those little mall areas are quite close to one another.
Yeah.
You sort of separate them so there's a lot of different distance little between booths. Dads. Little booths.
Little booths. Like really small booths that just have a table and a chair.
Mm.
And then he's getting all the... Oh, is he getting all those tasty treats?
He's collecting dog shit.
Oh, okay.
Getting all that tasty treats.
Treats.
he's not getting the delicious fruit in the tray, sadly.
I'm going to get one before I go.
Good. They're very tasty.
Yeah.
But locust trees are, right?
Locust,
yeah. Mum loves them too, so take some home to her.
Yeah, well.
They're delicious. Very sour, but very good.
Yeah. Oh, you just didn't get a good one.
No, they're not sour.
Once
they're
they get ripe, they're like really tasty. They the one I gave you at the end, remember? You had a bite of it.
That what was about good. That for your dad's stall? Fruit.
Fruit's sort of expensive.
Yeah.
You're trying to do it on the
fruit's
cheap,
not the cheapest thing.
No. I like this booth idea, though.
Yeah.
Because so then you could
the
number
way I
the
thought
booths.
Of it, you'd have... maybe 10 booths all up.
Yeah.
Maybe not even that. Maybe like 8. And then you have a main spot with like a couch.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's not a TV in every booth. There's like a magazine or two.
Mm.
And it's, you know, just to do what they always do, but in a nicer environment.
Yeah. So they're not
right.
observed by the rest of the shopping public, you know.
You can't be telling your dad what to do.
Mm.
You've got to suggest it to
the dad.
Way
to get his back up.
You don't want to raise a dad's hackles. You just want to be like, here's a nice place to nap. If you want. And he'll be like, well, does it cost anything? Free as they come. Cup of tea, complimentary. I'll see you in a bit, Deirdre. And then off he goes. Has a little nap.
That's what they want. They want to sleep, do nothing.
At the end of the day, have we got this dad lounge or this partner lounge? It's sort of like, do you still take a ticket? Say I'm the partner.
That's stupid.
Oh, but
yeah, the ticket ID is a bit silly.
All right, no tickets.
If you're going to be there...
You're not going to lose your dad.
But if you're going to use this thing without actually needing to, then you're not even going to be there.
Well, yeah, that was my second question. Are you going to screen for non-dads?
No.
Okay, so anybody's welcome to use it.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just checking.
Yeah, like even if I
screen for non-dads, what would you say? Are you a dad? And you'd have to show a picture of the kids out of the wallet or something.
Yeah.
Show us your wife and children. There you go. All right, you're in. No, I meant, you know, before we said, you know, you come in, you're like, this is my partner, they're going to be doing the shopping.
Oh, yes.
And you're like, yeah, that's fine.
No, that's just stupid and weird.
But I just worry that, say, I'm a dad and I've come in and I'm like, oh, I'll go to the dad lounge and it's full of hipster teens.
Mm.
Then I'm like, well, back to the wicker chair.
Yeah.
You know?
Then I guess you missed out.
Okay, fair. You know, I guess the hipster teens, again, I guess there's under 40s are shopping.
I think there should be a limit as well.
How many dads?
One hour max for each person.
Oh, okay. I see. And then you got to go back and
cause
your turn.
Not like some.
Can't go in there all day.
live in the dad lounge.
But you can go back. You can go, you know, have a coffee with your wife and then come back.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
For another hour.
That's right, because she might have some more to do.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. You know, nice little.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Just that's see what she's up to.
And how do you sell it to the wife?
Mm.
Just that he won't be saying, oh, come
when
on,
are we going?
How long
are
you
gonna
be? Yeah.
He just won't be pushing.
She can shop in peace knowing that he's not waiting for her.
Yeah. And that's nice.
And it's a bit worse when you're trying to shop and someone's like, oh, it's good.
Where are we going?
Yeah. Mm. I'm like that all the time. I can't stand.
Ryder's like that.
Yeah.
Ryder's a nightmare when we shop together.
Is he?
Ryder would be in the dad lounge.
Needs to go to the dad lounge.
The shopping.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, these jeans are nice. Let me try them on. Ryder's like, why do you need to try them on?
Yeah.
So I know if they fit.
Well, know your size.
No, but it's not. There's more going on than just that.
Yeah, because...
I've never tried on anything.
You've never tried on anything?
Not in the store. I just buy it and hope for the best. And
well, I never buy anything, so I can't talk. I've never bought clothes on my own.
I love buying clothes.
I like buying clothes too, but I don't want to try everything on. It takes
too long.
What
about if you get home and it's terrible? You just deal?
Well, it never has been.
You've had
a good stroke of luck.
You've had a good shopping. Wow.
Well, that's good, I guess. Yeah. That's lucky. But then where the reverse when Ryder's buying candy. Because Ryder takes fucking forever to choose what lollies he wants.
And then he buys crap too. Look at the cheese puffs. He's got a big thing of Coke, a big bag, like a huge bag of cheese puffs. You know, Christ almighty.
It's not a huge Coke. It's a standard 600 ml.
It's a big Coke, mate. That's big.
I was going to ask, this model, you know, not necessarily a dad lounge, but this model, could you apply it elsewhere?
Where would you think?
Well, I don't know. What are other
places? Where are people bored?
That's where people are bored, yeah. Where there is one part of a
you know where people are bored?
Yeah.
Queuing.
But
right, where though?
You're like, man, I hate this queue. I'll never enter the lounge. I lost my place.
No, you keep your place in the queue.
But then it's basically taking a number.
You take a number and you move up in the queue.
You've just made the waiting room
number 25, right? Oh, my turn to go. And you've been half an hour. You've been hanging around the great lounge. I think queuing's ideal.
Well,
guess, but it's
bored to death in queues.
It's not like they're going to be there for 3 hours.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly.
And if they are, then that's something wrong with the system.
Mm. I'll tell you what I'd like you to invent.
What?
Something.
You can invent it.
No, you. You started this thing, oh, trend. Okay. Right. Where people are really bored and really frustrated is when they've got to stay on an automated phone thing, you know, where they say, we appreciate your custom. We're with you as soon as an operator's available, and then you get the music that goes on for another half
an hour. So basically you're looking for like a personal dad lounge.
So what you need to do is provide something else besides music down the phone. What could happen?
What's this got to do with my dad lounge?
I don't know. I'm just thinking places where people are bored.
Yeah, well, then we're very far from a dad.
Just chuck
lounge.
On AM radio then.
Just put the phone down on speaker and go make your own coffee.
All right.
Well, I was thinking, so where are places where you're going with your partner or your family, where your family or your partner is going to do something for a very long time that you're not necessarily going to be involved with? That's kind of the market here. I was thinking maybe...
Hospital.
Hospital.
Oh, you're going witless in the hospital. Sit there. Oh, my God.
How long are they in for? I don't know what this is. Somebody's like, hop into the dad lounge.
Yeah.
There you go. You get nice music, relaxed. That's good. Because hospital waiting.
That you've taken in there that's throwing up everywhere.
Exactly. You put your...
Jimmy, I'm just going to be dancing in the dad lounge.
You sit there. Jimmy, you'll be right.
Tap the nurse on the shoulder. I'll be in the dad lounge. If anything goes skew with, come grab me. Yeah, I think a hospital is a perfect place for us. Plus, a hospital is a place of high stress, and a hospital waiting room is a place of...
It's scary, isn't it?
It's so scary.
It's scary. Mm. You're scared to touch anything because
of all the germs. Yeah, because of the germs. I'm not so much with that.
No, neither, but that's right as a...
That'll be right. Yeah.
Ryder opens the toilet at home with his elbow, so like...
You do?
No, not with my feet.
With your feet? Oh,
well, yeah, and I flush with my feet as well.
Oh, God almighty.
Have you not seen him do it?
No, I'd like to see you do it. Because I think it'd be like looking at a contortionist.
It's crazy. I turn the light on with my elbow.
Yeah.
In their toilet
and close the door and lock it with my elbow.
You're a bloody nutcase.
Seriously. Gross, man.
It's impressive to watch because it's really natural to him. That's what's good about it. You just do it without even thinking.
Yeah.
There's not even like a moment's pause.
You do it with shoes on as well.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
What?
When did your initial sort of fear of germs and think... Because it's not like you're getting infections all the time.
So you're a very healthy guy.
Why are you so scared of germs?
I don't know, because they're just everywhere.
Do you think that that it's possible that you could be brainwashed?
No.
Nobody who's brainwashed thinks they're brainwashed.
Well, I think...
That's the perfect response to, are you brainwashed? No. I'm fine.
But my point is that I think everybody's brainwashed about germs.
I'm not. I don't care about germs.
Yeah, I know. Well, you don't.
Why am I brainwashed? Who benefits me being brainwashed?
All
who
the
benefits
people that sell you... Detergents. And I don't buy detergents.
I don't buy tissues.
He just opens the toilet with his elbow. If somebody's trying to brainwash Ryder to buy special detergents and he's like watching him through a spy cam.
But if you see, like, I know what you do buy. That little hand sanitizer. I've seen you use that.
Yeah. I pretty much just like that because it smells nice. Fig and coconut.
But the hospital dad room could be hygienic as fuck.
Yes.
Yes. You know, yes.
Full of all those little things. Antibacterial wipes, hand sanitizer.
Yeah. And I think you'd go to a very specific effort to not make it feel like a hospital.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I mean? Because even hospital cafes.
Zero white.
Yes. I'm imagining a lot of dark mahogany.
Yeah. Really nice. Okay. Maybe red leather couches.
Fella playing a harp.
Mm. A harp.
Make it real classy.
Why a harp?
A harp.
I think you make it like a man cave, like have a pool table there.
But the hospital, I mean, like maybe, you know, statistically there are more dads at a supermarket or a shopping center who need a little dad lounge. But at a hospital, everybody needs a lounge.
Everyone needs a lounge.
I don't want a man cave. I want a fella playing the harp. Otherwise, I'm just staying in the waiting room. You know?
Yes.
But I think it's a good idea.
I think you've got a market there, but I don't know. But I think you've got a lot of hurdles.
Well, it's a hard thing to sell because if I'm a supermarket, you're like, it'll improve shopping and, you know, overall. I'm like, I mean, the dads are not.
He's a belligerent character, the dad.
The dad is a slow-moving, belligerent tortoise, you know?
He doesn't like change. Doesn't like to be told what to do, yet he's bored shitless on the chair.
I think you've just chosen a very difficult market.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's hard to do anything
We're not talking young dads. Young dads are loving a shop.
These guys are set in their ways.
Yeah.
They're not changing.
They're the ones that have like been like, I don't even care what I wear anymore.
Nah, don't care. Wife can buy everything.
All their clothes are from bloody Big W, you know?
His guts hanging over his bloody tracky dacks.
Constantly refers to his wife as a ball and chain.
There's a ball and chain.
That's it. Hasn't said I love you in years. That's your market. And that is a tough market.
It is tough market.
Yeah. He's just resigned to the fact that he's just got to plod along the next step, one step after the other.
Until like his inevitable death, and then his kids will tear at his corpse like hyenas for his inheritance. That's that dad's future. But if it's free, and you got coffee and you got fishing, You know, you might send some dads that way.
Yeah.
This is your stumbling block, right?
Yep.
You've got to make it dad's idea. Somehow it's his idea, don't you, Jack?
Maybe don't even call it dad lounge.
I wasn't. I was going to call it something else.
Yeah.
Me and dad just...
And, you know...
on the dad lounge now.
You don't advertise it really heavily.
No, you just say...
You just subtly advertise it so that he's figured out all on his own, I could go here.
I could go to a dad lounge.
And so it's not like someone said, hi, sir, would you like to go to the dad lounge? Of course he wouldn't. Because no one's going to tell him what to do.
Yeah. So,
what?
Bugger off. No, thank you. I'm happy where I am. The wicker chair in the middle of the shopping centre was right for my dad. And his dad before him. But if dad's right, if it seems like dad's idea.
Dad's idea, he's going for it.
Maybe you don't even do anything. You just let it there and see what
happens. Let it there and just let the dad sort of... osmosis into that.
I reckon you lure the dad in with
no like logo.
Here's how you lure the dad in.
Word of mouth.
Like a sandwich board, like a where they might put specials.
Yeah.
Out the front that just says cheap tea and coffee.
Yeah.
Because then that's
it's free tea.
Free tea and coffee. Because then he's like, Deirdre, do you see this free tea and coffee? And she's like, well, I've got to go shopping. He's like,
Another thing your dad loves is something free.
Yeah, dad's free. Again, dads are frugal people, so they will love a free cup of tea, and they'll go in thinking that they've somehow like screwed over the dad lounge. You know what
and
I mean?
What about two cups of tea?
Exactly.
What about this for a little sort of bonus? Yeah. Is that if you go to the dad lounge, that'll give you a certain percentage off at the hardware, or you know, a little like 1% off your purchase here.
I guess, but that's just sort of...
I think it's an incidental thing, but you could do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not part of it, but it'll be something that maybe there's a little sign.
But like a bargain.
Oh, that's like a bargain. And yeah, you're right. And I think, and maybe I'm wrong here, but I think you have to make the tea and coffee not that good. I think if you make it really good, because I don't think a dad wants good tea or coffee.
I think everyone wants a good tea.
No,
no one likes tasty good.
They don't want any barista made.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I was saying it's like, you know, all mismatched mugs.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it's got to feel comfy and homey, and
maybe three types of tea.
Yeah, but just nothing fancy. No licorice tea.
Just Earl Grey. English breakfast and Earl Grey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then
Lipton Black.
That's the tea.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like instant coffee.
Mm. Yeah. I think you're onto a winner. And I think, like we said, it's an ornery market, but it's an untapped one.
Oh, I could add one more thing, but it's a stretch.
All right.
Toast.
Dads love toast. I think toast is the perfect must. Toaster on every little bench.
Yeah, a little
toast. Toast your own toast. So dads
want to do their own toast.
Toast your own toast. Make your own tea. Make your own coffee.
Yeah. Sit there.
On every table.
Sport on. You're done. The comfy chair.
That's a dad.
And you might go old comfy chairs, not new ones.
Yeah. Like an old armchair.
Yeah, old armchairs.
A little rip in the side.
A little bit of rip in the side.
Pump in the right smell. You know, that perfect, you know, at Disneyland, they're like pumping smells to make kids happy. This is the perfect dad odor.
Yeah, dad odor, yep.
So what are you going to need from me and dad? What are we talking here in terms of investment? All you really need is one mock-up, you know, to sell to a, you know, like a potential.
Yeah, well, I guess the
shopping center.
If it's in the middle of the thing, like one of those center stores, not a proper store, all I need is the... I don't know. I could even do it like a trailer.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, like one of those things you take to carnivals.
Like a trailer food, like a food truck.
Yeah. But a bit bigger. And
I think whatever you need, I reckon this is a money maker.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's a very untapped market.
Yeah. And I think once one shopping center sees how well it can do, it's going to spread.
It's going to spread, yes.
You ain't nothing unless you have a dad lamp.
Yeah. And, you know,
what?
You know, normal tea is pretty cheap. And
yeah, like,
milk,
like
you know?
I know. Overhead is really
overhead
low.
Is low. Yes.
Like you're getting just everything secondhand anyway.
Card table. Done. If they want. Mostly they're just asleep.
but no, you've got my investment.
Absolutely no workers.
No. No.
But there's you're gonna have there's to a guy that comes and checks on it maybe once a day to make sure no one's like mucking around.
It's
going to
get in a mess.
Dads aren't messy.
Dads aren't messy. Dads will...
Do you reckon they wash their own cup?
Ooh. No, well, we take that at the end of the day.
At
we
the end of the day, cups. Someone will come in and wash the cups. Yeah, and
I don't expect it to be packed 100% of the time.
No, no.
What about you, Dad? Are you investing?
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yes.
I haven't even said how much money, but it's a work in progress.
It's not going to be much.
It's not going to be much, so it's a good idea. Yeah. So, but how do you... Don't forget this is it's just good business.
Mm. Yeah.
This is your business.
Yeah.
How do you make money if it's free?
Because...
increase shopping at the...
Well, I sell it to malls, to shopping centres.
Right.
Yeah.
And they purchase it off you. Either they purchase the idea for like quite a high amount of money, or they purchase it off you, you get like a you know.
And I'm like a contractor and I come in and build it.
Exactly. You set it up, you tailor it, and you get like a percentage of, you know, whatever. Because the shopping centre is not going to make much money off it overall, but you just get for selling it. The idea. You're selling the idea, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I think it's a money. It's a bloody good one. For dads out there, for all those dads out there.
They're sitting around.
They're tired.
They don't know what to do.
They need a break. Come down to the dad.
They don't want to be there. Because when you're sitting on those chairs, you feel conspicuous. You feel like you're standing out and everyone's going, look at that guy.
Look at that dad.
He's just sitting there. He's not happy. Everyone knows you're not happy. You're bored.
Yeah.
You got to do something for them. Yeah. They're crying out. They're in pain.
There's like an outcry across the nation. Cry
bored
of dads.
Dads.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
That was just good business.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.